Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. High-profile people behaving badly have been in the news a lot in recent months. That behavior certainly can't be condoned. But what about the people? Do we just write them off, banish them from society, and say, good riddance? Christ Jesus ran into his share of rotten people, and he certainly didn't condone bad behavior. But one of his most famous parables makes very interesting and helpful points. It's called the Parable of the Prodigal Son. This fellow asked his father for his portion of the inheritance, took it, and ran off to do all sorts of less-than-good stuff. The Bible doesn't go into details, but it's clear this guy's behavior was beyond the pale. And then the money ran out, and this son found himself in very different circumstances, reduced to the lowest level of society. This woke him up, and he returned to his father to be a servant. But his father would have none of it. No, he didn't reject the son. He said he couldn't be a servant because he was a son, and he restored him to full sonship. According to the parable, the father saw the son when he was still far away. That makes me wonder if the father didn't think about his son often, expecting him to reform and come back, expecting his innate sense of good and of who he was to come to the fore. They did, and he was reformed and restored. May we today adopt the father's stance, not write people off, and see similar reformation and restoration. Amen.